Hey everyone, welcome to this week's Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host, Laura Molitor, Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist. You can find out more about me and this program on my website, beingfreenow.com. Well, we're now into December, which means that most of us are pretty well aware that the holiday season is starting. As we begin our shopping or preparing to give to others, let's think a little bit about what we might want to give to ourselves. Certainly, we'd all like a lot of things, and we can become even more aware of those desires when the holidays come around. We may feel overwhelmed, that we don't have enough to give, that we're strapped for cash or time, or maybe we're feeling alone or forgotten. We should take a breath and give ourselves a moment of comforting mercy in the middle of all the frenzy. This time of year, for all that's meant to be festive and giving and spiritually uplifting, can present some challenges. So some mercy for yourself. There is an expectation placed on this time of year based on what the world seems to be doing around us and what even traditionally has been our own experience. So what if we just take a pause and give ourselves a special gift? What if we allow ourselves to honor the spiritual truth of this moment, this day, rather than to get locked in on time and material things and certain tasks and expectations? So the gift I'd like you to receive for yourself today, I'm going to give it to myself as well, is this: self-respect. So what does that mean? Well, it means something different to everyone, of course, but it just came to me as a quality that we often don't observe with reference to ourselves. We respect others. We respect traditions. We respect our financial situation. We may very well respect Jesus and what he brought to the world with his birth, particularly at this time of year. We may have great respect for a higher power by whatever name we call them, and worship in accord with our faith and our customs. We may respect our boss. We may respect certain customs that we feel we have to follow. But have we really taken a moment to respect ourselves? Have you realized today just how remarkably unique and wonderful you are? Have you honored yourself not only with compassion for yourself, as we talked about earlier, that wonderful sweet mercy, but the kind of esteem you might show toward a special hero or role model in your life? Are you questioning that you deserve that respect? Well, if you are questioning it or somehow reluctant to really, really respect yourself, let's get a start on that today. Give yourself that gift. Just open that door. It's not about being arrogant or thinking that you're greater than you are, but it is about knowing just how great you actually are, because that's what God made you to be. That's not arrogance. It's humble acceptance. Did God make someone who was less than wonderful or deserving? Well, not the God that I know. He made what he specifically intended, and that intention was also to show forth an idea that would bear witness to himself, to his greatness. So you were made to be the radiant expression of God's own nature, shining in your own very precise and wonderful way. Don't try to hide that or feel you need to justify your own existence somehow. Just by being you today, you are remarkable and necessary and right. The judgment on self, or those apologies we make for being who we are, or the comparisons that really cast an unfair shadow on our natural light, those need to be stopped. Respect yourself by giving one moment to your own celebration. Self-celebration. Reverence the fact of who you are and treat yourself accordingly. Respecting oneself means that we don't hold on to shame, nor do we engage in occasions of excessive self-pity or in actions or thoughts that belittle us and our worth. Self-respect really means that we consciously remember who we are by remembering who God is and just how wonderful that naturally makes us. Go into the little temple of your thinking and just praise your own being. Treat yourself like God's child. Anything else is not humility. It's dishonoring God and allowing the negative, devilish voices that deny the truth of Him and of you to take the floor. Instead, go in that sanctuary in consciousness and see what God has to say about you. Divine love, God, will tell you about your splendor, your value, your deserving. And then take that self-respect out into your days. Respect yourself enough to trust yourself. Respect yourself enough to say no to the wrong things and yes to what matters to you. Respect yourself enough to stop judging your worth based on what others think of you or how much money you have in the bank. Start to see the aspects of yourself that are so worthy of being appreciated and that truly are the riches that you have and that can also be shared. Can't you see how this is a gift that keeps on giving? We respect ourselves by respecting what God made as we honor His precious qualities in ourselves and start owning up to our genuine being. We celebrate His presence in all that we are and do, and we shine. That light expands towards others as well, and we're more true to ourselves, so our vision is clearer. We can respect others too and see the value of their individuality, see past the facade of generalization and false expectation, and wake up to see God's true creation. That creation that is just sparkling with lights and color, much more magnificent than any of these Christmas displays. So that's your gift today. No cost at all to you. Just let yourself settle into how great you are, how great thou art. This honors the spirit of the season by honoring the precious truth of God and His love for one and all. That's what the Christ was teaching. Well, thanks for listening. If you have questions or thoughts you'd like to share with me, feel free to write to me at lauramolitor@gmail.com or check out my webpage, beingfreenow.com. And that'll have more information about me and how to follow these broadcasts and to share them and about other things I'm doing. So I'm working on this self-respect thing this week myself, and I hope you will join me. And I will see you next week.